in the morning. It's 6:52 a.m. on Saturday, June 13th, 2020. It was chilly. The sun isn't quite all the way up. Well, it is all the way up, but I'm about an hour earlier than yesterday. And temperature 60 degrees, but I figured, well, you know, without the sun beating on me, it's probably going to be chilly. It probably was for the first 10 minutes. Now I'm sort of regretting wearing a sweatshirt. But I'll be back in 20 minutes, so I can tough it out that long. So I'm working on Troy Harbor. I'm trying to get it together enough that I can... Well, I need to get it to beta readers to see. But I'm not going to be cutting out a massive beta reader call. I'm probably going to tap 3 or 4 people to look at it. And then I got to get it to Karen. She's got to have it. I promised it to her June 1st. Today's the 13th. Month's half over. I still don't have a cover. Where's Jesse? I should have known. Jesse Young's. And then I've got to get, Dark Knight Station's Origins is going to be a lot easier because it's one contiguous file. It's not two files assembled over years. So it should go a lot smoother. But one thing about having let Troy Harbor age a little bit is that I'm reading it and thinking, well, I'm getting sucked into the story and forgetting to go through and do the edit and do the mechanical part that I need to be doing, because I'm drawn into my own story, which is not unusual. it's a bit problematic because I'm trying to figure out, all right, where does this piece go? Where does that piece go? Did I already write this piece? I think it's a good story. That's a beautiful morning. I'll give it that. 60 degrees, very calm. There's not a breath of wind out here today. smell a flower here somewhere. It almost smells like lilac, but so there's some interesting metacognitive processes happening while I'm playing my game. And it goes back at least to the earliest days of EVE Online, which is like, what, 2010, 2011. And that's it. I have a hard time Well, in EVE, I still don't understand the enchantment with P-killing, player-killing, PvP combat, player versus player. Even when I was playing Overwatch, I played Overwatch for about 2 months. Played Paladins for about 3 weeks. So it was 5-on-5, mutually assured destruction. I still don't. It's like, okay, fine. I wonder if part of it is that I suck at it, so I don't practice it. And because I don't practice it, I suck at it. But it's always struck me as being a little bit egocentric. It's like, the proponents of it talk about testing your skill against somebody else's, which I understand. That used to drive me crazy when they did. I used to play on a mud, Arctic mud, and they had player killing available there, and it drove me nuts because that people would kill you for your gear, or just for the hell of it. And with EVE Online, they'll just kill you for the hell of it. They'll spend 2 million credits to kill a 500,000 credit ship. Why? And die in the process, so that their 2 million credit investment is lost as well, or largely lost. And why? So in Skyrim, there's a bunch of different factions you can play in Skyrim. And you can be a werewolf, you can be a vampire. And my wife and kid, my wife in particular, really likes playing vampires. I'm not exactly sure why. They're not visually appealing, for the most part. They have unique skills, to say the very least. It's not PvP, it's just the player versus the game. But I never understood her fascination with playing vampires or werewolves. And I just, it's like, okay, no, I'm not playing that game. I don't play that way. You eat people. Even when it's just digital people, it doesn't really matter. Like, Really? Hausfinch. Hello, Hausfinch. Yeah, the prairie dogs are out in force here. Stay well away. Hopefully I don't get any fleas from them. Scamper away, little prairie dog. I'm being watched. And lazily playing Fallout 4. Come on up, honey, get ready. Stay with me. Move the post. This lady with a beagle, where is she gonna walk? She can walk in the grass, and then she's gonna walk on the sidewalk, okay. Walking in the same direction I am. Slow my pace a little bit here. Dogs everywhere here. There's people and dogs, cars. Get out in the street where I can see what's going on. So in Fallout 4, there are four main factions that you can ally yourself with. And each one of them believes they are doing right for the people. And then there are a whole bunch of NPCs who are just out to kill everybody. I don't have any problem killing NPCs. That's why they're there. But the game forces you into making some decisions about who you're going to ally with. The story is basically about a guy trying to find his kid. And eventually he finds his kid. And his kid isn't what he thought it was. So, without any other spoilers. So, you're left with the ends justify the means, is one choice. The other choice is might makes right. A third choice is all people need to be free, which is an interesting juxtaposition against the current political and cultural backdrop. And the last one is, we're all in this together. So, we're all in this together seems to be, I haven't figured out a way around this, but it seems to be somewhat ineffectual. Because the big players, the might makes right people, have all the biggest weapons, the heaviest armor. The ends justify the means. People are all hidden. And it's very difficult to find out anything about them until one day they're among you and killing you. And there are no paths that I'm actually comfortable taking, except for the settlement building path, which truncates the game at about the first third. So if I don't want to play the whole game, I can play ad infinitum in the brain dead, we're not going any further than this mode. Which, to be fair, I spent the last 4 days or so doing. And it's been relatively satisfactory. But I decided I needed to push on into... The game is divided into three acts, and I played in Act 1 for a few days. And then decided I was going to push into Act 2. And Act 2 has a whole bunch of morally ambiguous, ethically challenged choices to make. So there's no moral ambiguity about taking down the Might Makes Right people. There's very little in taking down the ends justify the means people. And I can survive to through the end of the game with the two factions. We're all in this together, and everyone deserves to be free. I can live with those two. I don't know if it's the writing that bothers me. I don't know if it's the ideas of the game that bother me. It's like the writer sat down and said, okay, how can we make this decision as painful as possible? There's another painful decision in one of the downloadable content areas. The Far Harbor DLC is pretty straightforward. The Nuka World DLC is largely reprehensible. They offer the player significant advantages if they side with the bad guys. Significant equipment, perks, extra skills if you side with the bad guys. And they offer only one limited involvement. One very limited path if siding with the bad guys is not to your liking. And I don't even see that all through. I mean, there's... There's things that needed to happen to reward the player for not siding with the bad guys. That didn't happen. That didn't occur. That aren't available. And it irks me. I'm probably going to have to get a mod that allows it, that takes care of the things that I need to take care of. Good morning. So far, I'm still playing pretty much vanilla. The DLC content at Nuka World and Far Harbor. You know, I probably could probably shut those off. Because the storylines there just... Well, they're challenging. They award a lot of experience points. The storylines are... Well, they feel pretty much tacked on, which I suppose they are. But it's interesting that I have the same kind of response to siding with the Raiders that I do with playing vampires or PvP. And it's like, that's not the game I want to play. That's not the game I want to play. So anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.